Episode 5, The Breaking News. I wanted to take a break from the story because there's a lot going on right now I felt I needed to talk about. Also, I wanted to say thank you if you listened to Off Track with Hinch and Rossi. I got a lot of feedback from that, and they did a really fun interview. So just search Off Track with Hinch and Rossi wherever you listen to your podcasts if you want to take a listen. I'm actually recording this on Monday after this episode was supposed to come out last Wednesday, but last Wednesday I was in my fifth surgery. So talk about going from highs to lows. That happened within 2 days for me last week. So let me start with the bell ringing, because if you've been following my story, you know I stopped chemo 2 rounds early. Hopefully you saw my bell ringing video online too. That ended up being a really emotional day, actually. I cried like all day long. So back to finishing early, my cleanup chemo was supposed to be 12 rounds of full Fox IV chemo through my chest port every 2 weeks. When I started, my side effects were extreme fatigue and nausea. Soon I started adding on the neuropathy everyone talks about in my hands and feet. My hands would seriously just lock up. I couldn't use them. I couldn't eat anything spicy. Even regular food was spicy. This is on top of, as you can imagine, terrible GI issues. So around round 5, my oncologist said I needed a month break. And in fact, that is when Chris and I went to South Beach for a few days. My doctor told us he doesn't even think I could have continued had we not done that. We just went as safely as possible, pretty much. And it was such a great thing for both of us to get away for a couple days for my physical and mental health. This was around Christmas time as well, so it actually worked out nicely, and I felt relatively good for the holidays. So I resumed round 6 after we got back from that trip and then went back to back to back, and the side effects were accumulating and getting worse and worse. We're talking fentanyl patches and all the medicine you can imagine. None of it helped the pain I was having. So we considered stopping at round 8, but my doctor was okay with it, but I could tell he wasn't totally comfortable with it. He suggested we reduce the dose to a third of what I was doing and take it round by round. So I did round 8. It was hard but doable. I did round 9. It was pure torture. So I did round 10. It was the same. And so that's why we called it. And Dr. Beer Hooray, my chemo-oncologist, was very okay with my choice. And in fact, he stopped me in the hallway after my appointment and said, many people don't make it as far as I did, not to feel like I'm quitting. And that really helped me to hear that. And, you know, it really comes down the road, if it were to come back, would I be upset with myself for finishing chemo early? And no, I wouldn't at this point. My final appointment with Dr. Beer Hooray before all the follow-ups, of course, was an emotional one. He told me a couple interesting things I wanted to share. One, he said, be careful about making too many life changes now. He said, in a way that's, it can be like blaming yourself and how you lived for getting cancer. I do see his point. That doesn't mean I'm not going to continue acupuncture and diet changes and some other things I'm doing, but I do absolutely see his point. And also, I plan to keep my chest port for quite a while. It's really convenient. Also, I think I still have some PTSD about all the blood draws in my arms and legs. But he said to not keep it more than a year or so because of the reminder and that I need to move on. And I get what he's saying about that as well. So then I went out to ring the bell, and many of you have probably seen that video by now. The oncology nurses are seriously the sweetest people on earth. I love them all so much. They recorded the video for us. The place was packed with chemo patients. In a way, you feel kind of guilty ringing the bell, like survivor's guilt. But I will say I felt nothing but love that day when I looked at all their faces. Everyone was clapping for me. As I said, I cried all day long. Fast forward to the next day, and I've been thinking for a few weeks I'd been having heartburn as a new chemo side effect. I had a really bad run-in with it 2 weeks ago. I had to take my husband's medication. I was taking all sorts of stuff my oncologist was telling me to try. It helped, like, a little bit. Well, it came back Tuesday after 3 30-milligram Prevacids, 10 Tums, 4 Rolaids. I'm talking all sorts of stuff. I was halfway driving to Walgreens to get more stuff when my oncologist called and said I need to get to the ER right away. Well, we went to Carmel because that's where I've had most of my surgeries. The place was packed. It was a 2-hour wait to even get into the ER. We saw a lady pee herself in the lobby. I'm dead serious. We'll share that story in another episode. I'll have Chris back on. Anyway, I finally got in and got an EKG and a CT scan with contrast, and they said they saw a stone in my gallbladder. So then I got an ultrasound, and I asked the girl doing it if she saw the stone, and she gave that generic, "I don't give the results" answer. And I know she was just doing her job, but I started crying because at that point I was just scared I had cancer again. I didn't know what was going on. Finally, after being there 6 hours, I was told they had called the surgeon and I'd be having my gallbladder removed because of a 4-millimeter gallstone, and my gallbladder was really inflamed. I will admit I sobbed. I thought I was finally on the road to recovery, and here I am going into another abdominal surgery. We got the last room available at the hospital. I was on the bariatric floor. I had awesome nurses as usual. I even met one who lives in my hometown of Frankfort, Indiana. I met the surgeon, Dr. Diaz, and his PA and the anesthesiologist. The whole surgery drill, I know all too well now. I was feeling more comfortable now about how much easier this surgery was going to be, more than everything else I had done. I had posted it on social media by this point, and I was getting a lot of messages about gallbladder surgeries, and that helped me a lot. So I was supposed to have surgery at 2 on Wednesday. It didn't end up happening until 4 o'clock. It was supposed to take an hour and a half. It only took 50 minutes. I had 4 robotic incisions, so I'm up to 12 scars now. And I swear, as soon as I woke up, I felt better. I felt like something very toxic had been removed. Dr. Diaz thinks I got the stone possibly when I had that 40-pound weight loss last summer. And this would explain a lot of my problems. My doctors have always thought there is some side issue other than the cancer. So I am extremely sore from surgery, but I'm excited because I think I'm going to feel so much better soon coming out of this. So that's the update on the breaking news. Episode 6, I'll pick up where we left off. We just finished talking about my 3-week memory loss, and next we'll talk about some of the struggles of the summer, and I'll answer some of the questions you've been sending in. Thanks for listening.